Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Directorate General of Civil Aviation orders extended surveillance of 34 Boeing 787 planes in the Indian aircraft fleet. A government committee to examine existing standard operating procedures to prevent air accidents. In a major arms bust, security forces recover cash of 328 illegal weapons in 5 valley districts of Manipur. Explosions heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Tehran as Iran and Israel exchange missile strikes. South Africa clinched their first ICC title after 27 years, beating Australia in the World Test Championship at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. And in ISSF World Cup shooting, India bags 4th medal with the pair of Arya Borse and Arjun Babuta winning gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed event in Munich, Germany. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee.
We have constituted the committee. We have circulated the order of the high-level committee, which is going to investigate this crash. The Home Secretary is going to be the chairman of the committee. Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, additional secretary from MHA, one representative from the state of Gujarat where the incident actually happened, representative from State Disaster Response Authority, Government of Gujarat, Police Commissioner Ahmedabad, DG Inspection and Safety from the Indian Air Force, DG BCAS, which is the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, DG DGCA, Special Director from IB and Director from the Directorate of Forensic Sciences Services.
The minister said the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences and suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in future. The committee has been asked to submit its report within 3 months. Gujarat Health Minister Rishikesh Patel held a review meeting at the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital today and took stock of the situation. The minister also visited the cold storage room where bodies have been kept and reviewed the operations. Meanwhile, the process of DNA matching is underway in the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital. Authorities of the civil hospital have so far identified 11 victims based on the DNA samples and their bodies are being handed over to their kin. Earlier in the day, Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar and reviewed the DNA testing process. He also visited the crash site and took stock of the search operation. The minister said 36 forensic experts in Gujarat are working round the clock to speed up the DNA matching. He said the centre has also sent a team of forensic experts to aid the team. Meanwhile, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge visited the civil hospital and met the injured. He also visited the crash site. Our correspondent reports that the investigation into the plane crash in Ahmedabad is underway and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. A report.
The fire teams have recovered another body suspected to be of an air hostess from the tail section of the Air India plane crash site today. The authorities of BJ Medical College ordered evacuation of all other hostels located near the crash site and shifted the doctors to safer locations. Directorate of Forensic Science, Gandhinagar HP Sanghvi said the process of DNA matching has been complicated due to the high temperature caused by the crash, but efforts are underway to ensure quick and accurate identification. Meanwhile, elaborate arrangements have been made at the civil hospital to ensure smooth handing over of the dead bodies to the families of the victims. Over 190 ambulances and over 590 people, including doctors, assistants, drivers, have been appointed to hand over the mortal remains. Civil Superintendent Rakesh Joshi told media that free ambulance services will also be provided to carry dead bodies. He said all the legal documentation process will also be done at the hospital to facilitate the kin of the deceased.
हमारे यहाँ से जो नंबर फ्लैश हो रहे हैं उस नंबर से उनको फोन आएगा कि जिन्होंने ब्लड सैंपल दिया है उस हिसाब को आपको टाइमिंग देके बुलाया जाएगा. आपका और आपके परिवार जन का दोनों का आइडेंटिटी कार्ड लेके आपको आना है. उसके बाद ये प्रक्रिया होगी जिसमें पुलिस वेरिफिकेशन होगा, उसके बाद उनका सर्टिफिकेशन होगा, पीएम रिपोर्ट लिखा जाएगा और डेथ सर्टिफिकेट जितने भी आपको पुलिस हैंड ओवर करेगी आपको डेड बॉडी घर तक भेजने की व्यवस्था की गई है. अगर किसी परिस्थिति में आप विदेशी नागरिक हो या फिर कहीं दूर दूसरे स्टेट से आए हो उस कंडीशन में एयर इंडिया की तरफ से भी सेवाएं व्यवस्था की गई है कि आपको जिस हिसाब से रिटर्न फ्लाइट मिलेगी इस हिसाब से आप अपना टाइम भी एडजस्ट कर सकते हो.
Meanwhile, the Deputy Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Rajneesh Patel, informed that around 8 injured are undergoing treatment in the hospital at present and condition of one of them is critical. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In a major crackdown on illegal arms hoarders, a team of Manipur police and other security agencies conducted a massive search operation on the outskirts of five valley districts last night and recovered 328 illegal arms. According to the police report, after receiving specific intelligence regarding the presence of a large cache of arms and ammunition, a joint team of Manipur police, CAPFs, Army, AR conducted the operation and 328 illegal arms, along with ammunition, explosives and warlike stores were recovered by the team. Among the recovered arms were SLR rifle, INSAS rifle, carbine gun, LMG and AK series rifle. In Madhya Pradesh, four naxals, including three women carders, neutralized in the Pachama Dadar range in the Balaghat district during an encounter between security forces and Naxalites. Balaghat Superintendent of Police Aditya Mishra confirmed the encounter to the media and informed that this was a joint operation by the Hawk Force and local police. A three-day training camp for BJP MLAs and MPs began today at Pachmari, a hill station in Madhya Pradesh. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the training camp. Mr. Shah advised ministers and MLAs to avoid making false statements. He said that mistakes happen, but special care should be taken to ensure that mistakes do not happen again. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan has stated that the world today is looking at India not only as a destination but as a knowledge partner. Addressing the letter of intent granting ceremony of five foreign universities to establish campuses in Maharashtra held today in Mumbai, he hailed the event as a milestone in the journey of Vikasit Bharat and emphasized that education will ensure a secure future for the country. He asserted that Maharashtra has long been a leader in enterprise and knowledge and will now emerge as a leader in the education sector as well. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. The Indian Army welcomed 419 new young officers today. A grand passing out parade was held at the Indian Military Academy, Dehradun in Uttarakhand. More from our correspondent.
At the historic Chetwood building of IMA, a total of 451 gentlemen cadets marched with pride, taking their final step towards becoming commissioned officers. Among them were 32 cadets from friendly foreign nation who have now completed their training and will return to serve in their respective national armies. The parade was reviewed by the Chief of the Sri Lankan Army, Lieutenant General BKGM Lastansa Rodrigo, who was present as a reviewing officer. The cadets demonstrated exemplary discipline, dedication and military excellence during the ceremony. The prestigious sort of honor for overall excellence in training was awarded to N. Nehra. Ronit Ranjan Nayak secured the first position in the Order of Merit and reviewed the gold medal. N. Nehra stood second with Anurag Verma, ranked with third and was awarded the bronze medals. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Israel and Iran exchanged missile strikes with explosions heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Tehran. Iranian missiles targeted sites across Israel, killing at least three people and injuring dozens. In retaliation for ongoing Israeli attacks on Iran, The Israeli military has said that 7 Israeli soldiers were injured as a result of an Iranian missile launched overnight. According to media reports, hospitals across Israel have been scrambling to move their patients to secure underground areas to protect them from potential strikes. Medics have been relocating patients underground at a medical center on the outskirts of Tel Aviv as it braces for any further retaliatory Iranian strikes. On the other hand, the Iranian official media claimed that the Iranian army's air defenses shot down 2 Israeli F-35 fighter jets that had intruded into the country's airspace. However, Israel denies the claim. 2 deputy commanders of the Iranian Armed Forces General Staff were killed in Israeli attacks, Iranian state media reported. The deceased were identified as General Ghulam Reza Mehrabi and General Mehdi Rabbani. India has asked its citizens in Palestine to remain vigilant and observe locally advised safety and emergency procedures due to the current situation in the region. The Representative Office of India, Ramallah, today issued an advisory and urged all Indian nationals to exercise caution and avoid unnecessary movement. In case of an emergency, Indian citizens can contact the Representative Office at +970592916418. South Africa have clinched their first ICC title in 27 years, beating Australia to win the World Test Championship WTC Final 2025 at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. A report.
South Africa's historic World Test Championship victory over Australia at Lord's on Saturday ended a 27-year ICC trophy drought with a thrilling 282-run chase. This triumph came after years of near misses. The 1999 World Cup semi-final loss to Australia remains one of the country's most dramatic exits, followed by another devastating 2003 World Cup defeat on home soil. In 2007, a miscalculated DLS power score in a rain-affected match against Sri Lanka led to elimination. The 2011 and 2015 World Cups saw quarter-final and semi-final exits respectively, while the 2022 T20 World Cup saw them fail to reach the semi-finals. In the 2023 Cricket World Cup, they were knocked out by Australia in the semi-finals, and the 2024 T20 World Cup ended in a final loss to India. Despite fielding legends like Jack Carlis, A.B. de Villiers and Dale Steyn, ICC silverware remained elusive. South Africa's inability to win when it mattered overshadowed their world-class performances. This World Test Championship victory at Lord's marks South Africa's first ICC success in 27 years of dramatic near misses. Abhineet Shukla, Sports Desk, Akashwani News.
India's pair of Arya Borse and Arjun Babuta clinched gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event today at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. This is India's fourth medal and second gold in the ongoing World Cup after Suruchi Singh's yellow medal and the 2 bronze won by Sivt Kaur Samra and Ella Venil in their respective individual events earlier this week. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon over parts of Gujarat, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha during the next 2 days. The weather agency has forecast similar conditions over some parts of West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar during the subsequent 3 days. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions will also reduce in the coming days over northwest India. The IMD has issued an orange alert for Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana due to severe heat wave today. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Naresh Kumar said warm night conditions will still prevail over these areas today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Directorate General of Civil Aviation orders extended surveillance of 34 Boeing 787 planes in the Indian aircraft fleet. A government committee to examine existing standard operating procedures to prevent air accidents. In a major arms bust, security forces recover cash of 328 illegal weapons in 5 valley districts of Manipur. Explosions heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Tehran as Iran and Israel exchange missile strikes. South Africa clinched their first ICC title after 27 years, beating Australia at the World Test Championship at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. And in ISSF World Cup shooting, India bags fourth medal, with the pair of Arya Borse and Arjun Babuta winning gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed event in Munich, Germany. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.